Mishnah 5 has a chalin kamayan, flowing water. Example: a river has the status of a spring, right? So it purifies when it's flowing, and it purifies regardless of quantity. But noitvim, dripping water, for example, rainwater, kamikveh, that has the status of a mikveh. It only purifies when it's still, and it only purifies if there's the right quantity. 40 says over there. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, al hazachalin shirabu al hanoitvim. Rabbi Tzadok gave testimony that if you've got dripping and flowing water mixed, and the flowing water exceeds the dripping water, so shaham kisharim, so that would be valid as flowing water, meaning regardless of its quantity, etc. But noitvim sha'asan zachalin, and if you've got dripping water that is made to flow, so he brings up here an example, a mikveh. Who's got a breach in it, gets a breach in the wall of the mikveh, and now it's flowing, right? So what status does it have? Somach afilu meikel, afilu kane, afilu zav zava, yared v'tovel divar Rebbe Yehuda. Says Rebbe Yehuda, you can stop the gap over there with a rod or a reed or even a zav or a zava. A person who's impure could place a hand or a foot into the breach, make the water stationary again, and that would be good. You could then go into the mikveh, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, "Kol davar shuma kabel tuma ein mazchilin boy. Anything which is susceptible to ritual impurity may not be used to stop the flow." So according to Rabbi Yossi, the zav is not a good option. You can't use them to block up the gap. You can use something else like the rod or the reed. And once you've stopped up the gap, then you could use it as a mikveh.